I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Cancer experts are encouraging cancer patients and their caregivers to use extra caution to protect themselves from COVID-19, especially now that the Delta variant is prevalent. Dr. Craig Lockhart is here to talk about recommendations to help protect cancer patients from COVID-19. Dr. Lockhart is the director of the Division of Hematology and Oncology, and he's Associate Director for Clinical Science at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Lockhart, what exactly are the increased risks of COVID-19 for cancer patients?
The cancer patients in general have done worse overall as far as them getting sick and being hospitalized even before we had access to vaccines or other therapies. They just didn't do as well as patients who didn't have cancer or other underlying conditions. They are immunocompromised when they're undergoing therapy, so they do have higher risk of getting infected, even just from your usual infections, in comparison to COVID-19.
And what extra precautions are recommended for cancer patients to help protect themselves from COVID-19 right now?
The recommended extra precautions would be to get vaccinated, first of all. Even though a lot of the cancer patients will not have the same response to the vaccine than, say, somebody who doesn't have cancer, they're still likely to have some response, and it's better than nothing. The other recommendations would be to wear masks, make sure that you're keeping yourself protected, and then also try to avoid obvious situations where you're putting yourself at risk, such as being around sick people and avoiding crowds. Most of the patients that we are interacting with are doing their best. Obviously, they have to live life and you have to take care of your family and you're trying to be as integrated as you can into the community and maintain quality of life. And so we're not asking anybody to live in a bubble. However, you know, we're asking them to be prudent and smart with their decisions and get vaccinated, first of all.
And what about the vaccine booster for cancer patients now?
Cancer patients definitely fall into the category where they should be getting the booster vaccines. The booster vaccines are available at many locations in the state.
And are all cancer treatments going full speed ahead at this point during the pandemic?
Essentially, yes. We are continuing with chemotherapy and immunotherapy and other treatments. We're going full steam ahead. And cancer screenings, including mammography, colonoscopy, those things are all going essentially as normal. We need to continue doing these things because it's important that we diagnose and treat cancer as efficiently as possible. Also, we've learned a lot in the last year where we now have access to personal protective equipment. The majority of health caregivers are now vaccinated. And so we've learned a lot in the last year. So the recommendations are to continue care as usual.
Is there considerable research going on about the impact of COVID-19 on cancer patients specifically right now?
Absolutely. And there's a tremendous amount of research that's ongoing nationally, internationally, and locally about the impact of COVID-19 on cancer patients. We have much better ideas about how COVID-19 impacts cancer patients overall, as well as how it impacts the treatment of cancers. And now we have information about COVID-19 vaccines' impact on cancer care.
Dr. Lockhart, thanks for this update about extra precautions needed to protect cancer patients against COVID-19.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.